This week is Parshas Vayechi. In the last few years, thanks to the National Association of Chevra Kadisha, they've turned the Shabbos into an important discussion about end-of-life issues, kfura, life insurance, wills, things like that, things that people don't like to talk about because they're not pleasant, but they are very, very important. So what we're going to talk about tonight is in the Parsha, without question. It's definitely in the Parsha. It's not such a stretch. But it's an important topic as well, and that is the union of buying a kever. I think there is a common feeling, there are at least a myth or an urban legend, perhaps we'll find out if it's real, that buying a kever is a segula for arichas yamim, that buying a grave is helpful in retaining a long life. So let's talk about the union tonight of buying a kever when one is alive and not waiting for one's descendants to buy the kever for them after they've passed away. We find many, many sources of tzaddikim who were careful to have the grave picked out when they were still alive. Yaakov Avinu says in this week's Parsha that Yosef tells Paro, Avi hashpieni lemor, that my father swore to me saying, Hine anochi meis bekivri asher karisi liberetz Kanan, bury me in the grave that I have already cut out for myself in the land of Canaan. Shama Tikarini, that is where I must be buried. So Yaakov has already picked out a grave, Mechaim, already alive, to be buried. And this seems to be a clear source that the kever was dug beforehand. The Malbim explains that Yaakov did this in order to remind himself of the Yom HaMisa, of the day of death. And he adds that this was the practice in other nations as well. He doesn't say which nation. Perhaps we could suggest that he's referring to Chizkuni in Parshas Chayisara. It says there in Parshas Chayisara that the Bnei Ches, who were so going to sell the Maris Machpel to Avram Avinu, were willing to give up their previously dug graves to Avram, that they had dug for themselves. And says the Chizkuni, this is the meaning of the Pasuk there, as kevru lo yichla mimcha mikever meisacha, that we will not withhold our kvarim, the graves we dug for ourselves, because we want to remember the day of death, we will give it over to you, Avram Avinu. Dvarim Lamed Daled tells us, Vayamas Moshe Avad Hashem al pi Hashem, Vayikbar mo Beis Po'or, Moshe was buried in Beis Po'or. Rashi says, Muchan Haya Misheshes Mebreshes, Moshe Rabbeinu's cemetery, his plot, was already picked out from the 6 days of creation. The Gesher HaChaim notes that the entire discussion in Halacha of Hazman Milsa, Hazman Alav Milsa, whether dedicating something creates the status of that thing or simply dedicating something verbally doesn't create the status of that thing, is all about Kvarim, whether something has the status of a kever, tachrichim, burial shrouds, says the Gesher HaChaim, that indicates that in the days of the Gemara, people were designating graves in Kvarim. Why? They were still alive. There's a fascinating letter of the Ramban. Not the most famous letter of the Ramban, but if you look in the Kisvei HaRamban from Masada Rav Kook, there's a letter which is sometimes printed at the end of the Shar HaGemul to his son Nachman. And he wrote about himself, about preparing his own grave. Let's look at this letter together. He says, Pnei mo ados alechas lechevron, I have the plan, says the Ramban, to his son to go to Chevron, ir kavura savosena, the place of the burial of our forefathers, lachsovli kever bezes Hashem, and I will dig out a grave for myself with the help of Hashem. Umishi is keni lirosa sub b'chorbana, who is a keni lirosa sub b'vinyana v'sikuna, and Hashem, who is allowing me to see it in its destruction, will see, help me see the rebuilding of Chevron in its rebuilding, when it's fixed, b'shuv aleh kvod Hashchina, when the Shechina returns. Now, the Ramban says he was going to the Chevron to pick out and to bury, to dig a grave for himself. This leads to a very, very big debate about where the Ramban is in fact buried. I know that the Ramban's gravesite is often referred to in Tveria, but there is a strong tradition based on the story that the Ramban is actually buried near Maris Machpelah in Chevron. Who else? Rav Arya Levine, the great tzaddik of Yerushalayim, died Erev Shabbos, and the Chevra Kadisha told the family they would not be able to bury the tzaddik of Yerushalayim before Shabbos because they would not have time to bury the grave. One of the relatives told the Chevra Kadisha, what are you talking about? Rav Arya Levine already gave instructions that his grave should be dug beforehand, and this prevented the neshama from having to go through the stress of not being buried, and Rav Arya Levine was buried before Shabbos. So we see a strong tradition going all the way apparently back to the Pesukim of the Torah in this week's Parsha, Avram Avinu, all the way through the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, Rav Arya Levine. Now, reasons given for burying a kever mace are discussed as well. Why is this beneficial? What's the benefit to you, to me, to anybody, to go and to pick out their burial plot now and simply dealing with it after they pass away? The Gemara in Brachos says in Daf Yutes, Al Tiftach Pela Satan. What are you engaging in these types of conversations about death and passing away? Just stay far away from it. If you open up the conversation, maybe the Satan will arrange things that will be a bad luck, will be a bad sign for people. Perhaps burying a kever will cause something negative to happen. So we're going to now give what I think are five different possible reasons about the benefit of buying a kever mechai, picking about our graves now and not worrying about it at the end of the day. The Malbim is reason number one. We saw before, when we pick out our burial plot, it is to remember the Yom HaMisa, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel, speaks about the importance of a person remembering that eventually we'll leave this world, and that's the aspect of buying a burial plot. Number two, the Kav HaYasha writes in Perek Vav, and he explains that doing so allows you to daven at your future kever and to purify this location. I have not seen this too often, but let's read together the words of the Kav HaYasha. V'alkena chasidim harishonim, the earlier righteous in Eretz Yisrael, hayunogim l'knos lahem kever b'beis achayim, they would buy for themselves a burial plot in the cemetery, b'yosam b'chayim chayehen, while they were very much still alive, eitzel anashim k'sherim hayiduim lahem shu tzadikim, and they would make sure to buy the burial plots near tzadikim. And then they would, gama yunogim, shayu mispalin sham ve'osamokam. They would go and daven at their future grave. Vayu omrim alav ketzas devrei Torah, they would say devrei Torah there. Vayu nodin sham nitein tzedakah, they would dedicate charity there. Uvezeh hayu mitarin makishin makom. They purified and they made holy that location, she'amucha lehem shem likaver. So this is reason number two. If you pick out your burial plot now, you can go and do mitzvahs there, and daven, and give tzedakah, and we'll purify that place where eventually you'll be buried. Reason number three. The Tshuva Svanagos in Chelek Alef in Siman Tavshin Yud Gimel writes, Shamanu Zehu Gam Sugula La'arichas Yamim. I have heard, says Rav Sternbach, that buying a burial plot is a segula to live a long life. He's not alone. In the Orchos Rabbeinu and Chelek Dalid, they record that the Stipler noted that some people say that buying a burial plot is a segula for arichas yamim, but he did not know a source of this. The same rumor is quoted in Rav Chaim Kanievsky in other Sfarim as well. Why would this be the case? What exactly is the connection between buying a burial plot and at the same time being able to live a longer life? So I have two different sources that would perhaps explain it. There's a sefer called V'harachta Yamim, which is all about things that give us the segula, the blessing of Arichas Yamim. So the author suggests that it may explain the practice of the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar, when they would go out every Tisha B'Av from the camp, and as we know, they would dig their graves on the night of Tisha B'Av and sleep in the graves. And whoever woke up in the morning lived to the next year, and whoever didn't died in Tisha B'Av as a punishment for the sin of the spies. Perhaps they felt that this was a segula to prevent them from dying in the Midbar. That's why they went there. They went and dug their graves Erev Tisha B'Av as a segula that they would perhaps make it to the next Tisha B'Av and not die in the Midbar. Rav Chaim Lev Charlap, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Beis Zvol, in Yerushalayim, he writes in the Sefer Or Chaim on Parshiyos HaTorah that a tzaddik doesn't buy a kever for arichas yamim purposes. That's not why a tzaddik buys a kever. A tzaddik prepares his entire life for the next world. That's what a tzaddik does. He knows that the real world is in the Olam HaEmes. A person should do whatever he can to prepare for the Olam HaEmes, says Rabbi Charlap. And such a person values his time in this world and makes the most of it. And therefore, he explains, buying a kever shows that you have proper priorities, that you understand that this world is not the main show, the main show is in the next world, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu will see that your priorities are in order, that you're using your time well in this world, preparing a grave, understanding the real world is the next world, and therefore Hashem will give you more time in this world, says Rabbi Charlap, as a zechus, so you can make the most of this world, and then eventually make it to the next world. So that's reason number three, to buy a grave. It is a segula to live a long life. Number four, Rav Sternbach has a tshuva in another volume, Chelek Dal of Tshuvos HaNagos, Simin Tered, to go down. It's a good way to remember it, Tav Reish Dalet. It's a remes, the idea of burial, says Rav Sternbach, She'en Rishus L'mashchisem L'hotzi Oso Mikivro. I don't understand exactly what this means, but he says that if you purchase it, then the mashchisim, the negative influences, the negative spirits in the world, will not be able to take you out of your kever, whatever that means exactly. Reason number five, why it might be a good idea to make sure we purchase our burial plots now and not wait till after the fact, is a comment of Rav Menachem Tzioni, one of the Rishonim. He writes in our Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, the Pasuk says, V'shachav ti'im avosai, Yaakov says, I would like to go and be able to be lay with my forefathers, and eventually when I pass away. And he says that if a person is buried next to people who are not proper, then the Sodos HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, will not be revealed to him in the Olam HaEmes, in the Yeshiva Shamala. This idea is cited in the Ma'avar Yabok, which is a classic Sefer Inyanei Avelos and Kvura, the Matamosha, the Maharil, Hilchos Smachos, page Tafresh Vez, says that in Shemayim, they don't want your lesser neighbor to know about those secrets of the Torah. And therefore, you need to make sure you're buried next to a person who's also a tzaddik. So therefore, if they want to reveal the secrets in the great of Torah in the next world to you, you won't be buried next to somebody who's not such a great tzaddik, and therefore they'll reveal those ideas to you. And therefore, this is a very important reason to buy a kever mechaim, to buy a grave when you are alive, so you should know who you will be buried next to, and to make sure you have good neighbors. This is mentioned as a point in the Tshuvas Yaskil Avdi, Rav Avadja Hodaya Chelechesen Simon Lamed Beis. He was asked by Rav Gedalia Felder, the great posek in North America, about a couple who bought double plots with one headstone. Now, our discussion tonight is not about the issue of one headstone. That's a discussion for another time. Regardless, listen to this. The husband passed away, and all of his information was filled in on his side of the double headstone. The wife wanted to fill in all her information while she was alive and just leave off the date of death and fill it in later. That's what she wanted to do. So again, the wife said, put my name on the side, all the nice things I want them to say about me, put them as well, and just leave off on the bottom of the stone whatever date I die, and you guys will fill it in later, that'll be fine. So Rav Gedalia Felder wanted to know, is this appropriate? So the Rav Avadja Hodaya explains that it is clear from the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim that the issue of, as we're going to talk about later on, the issue of burying somebody, of digging a grave too early, is about a person who's sick, and it's not an issue for a healthy person, we'll talk about later on. And then he goes on to explain that the widespread minhag is to buy plots on Har HaZeisim. And he says that the reason for this is because people want to be buried near the Rabbanim, because Ein Kovrim Tzaddik Eitzel Rasha, a person should be buried next to a righteous person, not somebody who's not a tzaddik, or a relative, because the Shach writes that it's a genai, it's not nice for the family to not be buried near one another. And therefore, says the Yaskel Avdi, it is clearly a widespread and acceptable minhag to pick out a kever when still alive, because you want to know that you have nice location, you have good real estate, you're going to be buried next to nice people. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says, and he quotes in Yoredeis Simen Shin Lamites, Vein Kushya Mashachai Mechin Tachrichan Atzmo, Zeu Kushu Bari Ava Kushu Mesukun Upsichas Pelasatz El Chas Hashom. It's only an issue if a person is dangerously ill, as we'll talk about later on, but it's not an issue if a person is healthy to buy a kever. And this is what he says at the end of the day. Now, so we have here, again, five reasons why a person should perhaps buy a kever mechaim and purchase their burial plots while still alive. We'll just review them again. It reminds us of the Yom HaMisa. It gives us the ability to daven and to purify and to be mekadesh, the place will be buried. It is a segula for arichas yamim. It does something against the negative spirits in the world that perhaps would damage your kever. And number five, it allows you to pick out the real estate and make sure you're buried next to good people, and it will be a zechus for you in the next world. The Shagas Aryeh, in his Dine HaChadosh, in Simen Yud Zayin, says that their people say, Margila Bapumya de Inshi, Kishirotzim Asos Beis HaKvaros Chadash, Shein Konim Lechalutin. Apparently there was a minhag that you don't pay everything up front when you buy your burial plot. Vein Gomel Mesakinyan Ad Shiyehu Chas V'Shalom. You only actually finish the sale when the person dies. Ube'emes mimaylo ra'isi v'shum sefer davarzeh, says the Shagasari, I never saw such a thing. Afal pigen minag shal Yisrael Torahi, it is a Jewish minag. V'ulay osin al davar lo yiftach adam pev l'satan. Perhaps it's in order to avoid al tiftach pev l'satan, to give the satan room to maneuver, and it shouldn't be a bad simon. The Tshuvas Chsam Sofer writes in Yeridei Siman Shin Chaf Vav against the minag of buying a kever mechayim. And he writes that a person is not mechuyav to prepare in this world for the next world by buying kever. A person shouldn't be makdim puranusa, says the Chsam Sofer. Don't get involved in negative things. Don't talk about negative things in this world. And a person also doesn't know where a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take him in life. Who knows where you're going to end up dying? We see, he says, from Avram Avinu, Avram knew about the Kiddush of Maras Machpelah. He knew Maras Machpelah was a very special place, and he knew that's where he wanted to be buried. But when did Avram take care of it, says the Chsam Sofer? He took care of it after Sarah passed away, says the Chsam Sofer. That is a pretty good raya, a pretty good proof that there's no inyan to buy a kever mechaim while still alive. Now, the Chsam Sofer, since we're talking about Shuvas of the Chsam Sofer, he has another Shuva in Yeridei in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. The Chsam Sofer talks about the importance of buying a kever. You should never get a kever for free, a burial plot for free. He has a famous line over here that the Gemara says, "Ein iefshar lepsichas a kever bli damim." The literal meaning of the Gemara means that there's no way that a woman can go into labor, that a woman's going to start pushing out a baby, and there's not going to be blood. The psichas a kever, that the uterus is not going to open, and that blood's not going to come out. So the Chsam Sofer says, no, yeshar lepsichas hakever. We won't dig the grave, bli damim, without the money. You need money if you want a grave, says the Chsam Sofer. And he explains the importance of buying a grave and making sure a person has a proper grave, and you have to pay a little bit, some agurot, a little bit of money. Now, you know, graves do not cost agurot. They cost many, many agurot, many, many shkalim, a lot of dollars. Graves are very expensive. But we see here in the Chsam Sofer that perhaps this is why also it's the Chsam Sofer can't obviously hold this, because the Chsam Sofer says there's no need to buy a kever mechaim. But we also understand that perhaps if the Yorshim pay for the kever, then the Nifter is not buying his own kever. And now it'd be a whole discussion here, who, if you pay for a kever when you're alive, who owns the kever? Does it go to the Yorshim? Does it belong to you? Who does it belong to at the end of the day? But again, this is a discussion for another time, the paying of the kever itself. Who else was against, not a fan, of buying a burial plot, a kever mechaim? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Yeridea, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. He was asked about purchasing a double matseva, a double gravestone. So he says, Hinei, Af kila asos matseva kafula, Shechamayam lohu b'chayim ben ish ben isha, ein ruach hachamim nocha mizeh. Says Rav Moshe, I don't like the idea of buying a double gravestone. It looks like heresy, b'vias ha-Mashiach, that you don't believe in the coming of Mashiach, shemekavim anu b'chol yom, that we wait for Mashiach every day, b'kabsel so that we'll go to Eretz Yisrael. V'afla ha-sovrim shetiyah misa l'bnei adam, gamarach r'bias Mashiach. Ah, some people say there'll still be death after the coming of Mashiach, but there'll be arichas yamim harbe. He says the real kavurah should be in Eretz Yisrael, not over here. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, a person who buys a double matseva seems to be denying the fact that Mashiach is going to come and we're going to live forever, have arichas yamim. Now, he's not talking about a burial plot. He's talking about a double matseva. But the same logic applies, that Rav Moshe would say that a person who buys a burial plot seems to be denying the coming of Mashiach, that Mashiach is going to come at any moment. In fact, in the biography of Rav Moshe, that is printed in the 8th volume of the Igros Moshe, it says that Rav Moshe never gave instructions where he wanted to be buried, because he planned on greeting Mashiach and felt no concern to buy a kever mechaim. However, the Maharam Shik in his Shuvas in Yeridei Siman Kuf Ayin Hei actually says that building a matseva, a gravestone, is a sign of your amunah in Tchias HaMesim and the belief that we're going to come back into this world. Okay. However, yes, it's true. Gedolei Gedolei Aposkim, the Chsam Sofer and Rav Moshe Feinstein are against the minhag of buying a kever mechaim. But the minhag is not like the Chsam Sofer. The minhag is not like the Igros Moshe. Who knows what will be when we pass away? Will our children bury us where we want to be buried? Why leave it up to chance? It's a smart thing that I recommend to take care of kfarim when you're healthy, able to make the decisions, able to pay for it, able to put the money away. Let's look at a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Le'eis Mitzo, the Pasuk in Tehillim praises the time of finding. It's referring to, what's the time of finding? Zukvura, having a respectful, proper burial place. That's something that a person should daven for. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maikra Hasmichem Elai Gil Yasisu Kimsu Kever. What does it say in Eov? Those people who rejoice, they're happy, they're glad when they can find a grave. Amar Rabbi Bar of Shila, Hanu Dar Mi'inshi. This is what people say. Liba Inish Rachme Afilo Adzibula Bisraisa Shalma. People say a person should even daven for mercy until the final shovelful of the dirt that's thrown on the grave. Says the Gemara, it's not a davar pasha to have a grave. Don't push those things off. Make sure there's plans in place. Make sure that the money's set aside. Make sure it's clearly delineated where it wants to be taken place and all the things are being set up regarding that kvura. It just takes care of a lot of agas nefesh and pain and difficulty in an already painful and difficult situation later on. So this is the first inyan regarding the minug, the very popular and strong minug, to purchase a kever mechayim. Now, let's raise an issue. Okay, this will be the last sugya for tonight. I'm going to ask a question on all of this. The problem is that there seems to be a conflicting halacha with this concept of purchasing or digging a kever mechayim, of buying a grave when one is alive, or at least setting up a grave when one is alive. The Shulchan Aruch cites the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the will of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in Os Beis. Let's read it together. Asur lachtsov shum kever lios pasuch ad lamachar. It is asur to dig a grave and to leave it open to the next day. Shal yikvaru bo hamesvo sayom. And it's improper to build a grave and not have the deceased buried there. V'yish sakana badavar. It is dangerous. And this is sidel halacha by the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is that it says in our parsha, in Parshas Vayechi, that Yaakov Avinu asher karisi li be'eretz Kanan. I have a kever that I already dug out in Eretz Kanan. In addition, the Gemara Moikatan Daf Chesam Beis says ein chofrin kuchen ukvaros b'moed. It says we don't bury graves during Chol HaMoed. So Rashi says that when people had free time, they would go and they would dig graves that they would be prepared just in case there was a funeral that hadn't needed a grave. And this is Sayyid Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Chol HaMoed in Simen Tavkuf Mem Zayin. The Tashbeit says that based on this Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is incorrect. And of course it's not usher to pre-dig a grave beforehand. The Tshuvas Har Tzvi in Yeredeya, the Tzitzel Yezer Chelekei, write that there are people in Yerushalayim who have the graves dug way before they die. We saw by Rav Aryeh Levine. And they're not sure where the Heter comes from in light of this Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now, I want to be clear here. There's a lot of things that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that we don't follow. And just because it's in the Sefer HaChassidim does not make it binding. The issue here is that the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kvur and Hilchos Avelis cites this Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid as a halacha. And therefore, we need to figure out exactly what's going on over here. Can I not mark a grave for myself? Can I not dig a grave and prepare it for the right time? Is that what we're saying here? So let's give four approaches to understand these many, many sources that seem to, and certainly our parsha that seem to highlight a pre-dug grave as being a good thing, versus this Rabbi Yochanan and the Shulchan Aruch telling us not to do that. Pshat number one is the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the Emek Davar says that Yaakov doesn't mean that he dug a grave. Rather, it means that a grave was marked. He didn't dig a grave in Maris Machpelah. He marked a grave in Maris Machpelah. The Makor Chesed on the bottom of the Sefer Chasidim explains that the minug was to mark the grave, was to dig the grave and then cover it up. The Tshuvas Marsham Chelik Dalid also says if the grave is dug and then filled, it's not an issue. The Sefer Yikari Hadad in Orachayim Simen Yud Aleph says it's not sufficient just to cover it with boards and instead has to be refilled with dirt. And this is cited in the Tshuvas Yosef Omitz of the Chida. Now, the problem is with this. What's the problem with this explanation? Nobody does this nowadays. I don't think I've ever seen somebody purchase a grave, dig it, and then refill it. That's not done. So the Nitziv's pshat over here And the other Mefarshim here, the Nitziv could work, but the other Mefarshim, about that it was dug and then refilled, doesn't seem to fit so much over here. Explanation number two, the Minchas Elazar Reis in Chel Gimel says Rabbi Achasin is speaking about Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael it's not a problem. In Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to dig a grave and leave it open, but in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to. The issue with this is that Rabbi Achasin probably should have said this detail in his Tzava. He should have said the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's not a minor point. Pshat number three in this Rabbi Achasin is that perhaps it's only usher to dig for a specific person and leave it there. But there's no issue of going out to the cemetery and to dig a number of graves for the future without assigning them to anybody in particular. But the real source we want to look at, and this is the last source we're going to discuss tonight, is the Tshuvas of the Rivash in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet. Let's read together what the Rivash is talking about. He says, Od she'ilas choleh she'agoses erev Shabbos. What about a person who's ill on his deathbed erev Shabbos? V'amru liftach lo kever. And they said, let's go bury the kever now, so perhaps we'll be able to have it ready to bury before Shabbos. Ya'anim yamos kodem ha'Shabbos yichanes lekevro bo bayam. Im huroi lasos kein. Is that right to go and do a thing, to go and to dig a kever when the person's still alive? Shiira li shayu minon zemi kirbenu vim lo yadati tam. He says, people don't do this, but I don't understand why. Vim raisi beriyam pischu kevreyam vechinu kol tzorechin kevrosam ba'olinam. We also see healthy people digging their graves. So healthy people dig and prepare their graves. But someone who's a ghost, who's about to die, they don't prepare their graves? Umefartza masar ziknei don Moshe ben Shushan, chatzav kivro v'kever zekvesi ishtar yasharim kodem niftar. And he says, I remember my grandparents. My grandparents, they all went and had their graves prepared, picked out way beforehand. And why is it we don't do this nowadays? So says the Rivash, Tshuva, Be'evo rabasi tanya gabe goses, regarding a goses in the rice of Evo rabasi, it says in the first parak, Ein korin v'ein cholzen v'ein mafsidin alav, we don't start to tear kriya, we don't prepare anything, we don't do anything for the goses until he's actually dead. And the Ramban writes, Mesayim above the Sefer Torah Sa'adam, Klalo Shodavar, Kolshu Me'iske HaMeis, Ein Osin Lo Ad Shetete Nasho. We do not prepare anything about burials for somebody who is deathly ill until they are dead. That's what the Ramban says. This is for an ill person, so that they should not become more concerned about themselves, more confused, more in pain, and then that would lead them to die. Meaning you have a person on their deathbed, and all of a sudden you walk into the house and say, hey, guess what? I just prepared your grave, ready to go. How's that possibly going to help them? That's going to make them miserable. It's probably going to make them die earlier. How could you do such a thing? Aval, says the Rivash, Habriyim hosin kivreim v'tachricheim l'asmeh l'chvodam, ein chashasuzah. A person who prepares a burial shroud, a person who prepares their grave while they're alive and healthy, there's no issue there. Damrinim v'menachos gabe kli kufsa chayven besitzis, amar rav of modu shmo b'zakin shasin l'chvodu shuv b'tura, maitayim asher mechaseba, amar rachmana v'avilav l'chusei avida, ta'alma jefshel l'zakin l'asoso talus l'chvodu v'omid b'kufsa ad shiyamas v'nikamrimo. So we see the Gemara says, you can prepare tachrich and you can prepare the burial shrouds even when you're very much alive and healthy. And this is side la halacha by the Rama and Yardan Simon Shin Lamed Tes. The Beis Yosef, the Bach, they have a whole discussion of the Rivash and what's he talking about. The Stechemed and the Marachas Avelos in Os Kuf Samaches says that the entire issue of digging a grave is only for a goses, a person who is ill, who will become distraught when he hears what is going on. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Achasin is talking about. You shouldn't dig for someone who's ill, but someone who's healthy, you can prepare and dig that grave. So, just to bring us all together again, just to really drive home the particular point. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for ourselves to make sure we are planning that we have burial plots picked out, that our children, our families know where they are, how to access them, all the information is there, and to encourage our beloved ones as well, to make sure these things are spoken about, these things have been picked out and planned, and to make sure these things are taken care of. I'm not saying, you know, chasen and kala, you know, the day after Sheva Brachas, they need to go and start worrying about these things. But at a certain point, a person should begin planning, thinking about, to make sure that when and if the, not if the time comes, but when the time comes, these things are laid out, clearly explained, to just save a lot of agapas nefesh, fighting amongst children, confusion, where to go, money, things like that, and to make sure these things are taken care of and out of the way. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.